Chapter 8. The End of Queen. Freddie went back to the recording studios in Munich to start work on his album, Mr. Bad Guy. During the next few months, he did not see much of the other members of Queen. Paul Prenter was staying with him in Munich, and after Freddie had finished work at the studios, Freddie and Paul spent a lot of time together in the gay bars and clubs. Freddie made lots of new friends too. He continued going to parties and having a good time. He did not seem worried about AIDS and was not very careful about his life. The DJ Paul Gambaccini, an old friend of Freddie's, met Freddie in a club in New York in 1983. Paul talked about the new illness, but Freddie just waved his arms and did not seem to care. Freddie and the other members of Queen came together again in August 1983 to record their 11th album, The Works, in California. This was released in the UK by EMI Records in February 1984 and reached number 2 in the UK album charts. In the USA, it was the band's first album that was released by their new record company, Capitol Records. The first single to be released from the album was Radio Gaga, which was written by Roger Taylor. It quickly became a huge hit, reaching number 2 in the UK singles charts and number 16 in the USA. Audiences all over the world loved the song because they could sing the words too and clap their hands. Now, each of the 4 members of Queen had written a hit song that had reached the UK top 10 singles charts. They were the only band in the world to achieve this. In April 1984, Queen released a second single from The Works called I Want to Break Free, which was written by John Deacon. It reached number 3 in the UK charts, did well in other countries in Europe, and was very popular with fans across most of the world. However, I Want to Break Free was not a success in the USA, one of the most important countries for Queen. It did not sell well there because of the video that Queen made to promote it. This video was very different from their other videos. It showed the 4 members of the band dressed like women on Coronation Street, a popular British TV show. At the start of the video, Freddie appeared as a housewife cleaning the house. He was wearing a wig, which was made of black hair, and lots of makeup. He also wore a short black skirt and a pink blouse. Roger was dressed like a schoolgirl, while Brian and John were dressed like old ladies reading newspapers. Many people in Britain thought this video was very funny, especially as Freddie still had his big black moustache. However, people in the USA did not like it, and one of the top TV stations in the USA said they would not play it. So when Queen went on tour to promote the album in 1984 and 1985, they did not go to the USA, because it seemed that their success there was ending. There were problems with the song in other countries too. In the video, the 4 women want to escape or break free from their boring lives by dreaming of exciting new lives as famous rock stars. Queen had only meant this in a fun way, but in some places, like South America, people who had not seen the video thought the song carried a serious message against the government. So, when Queen played the song on tour in Rio de Janeiro in January 1985, and Freddie came on stage dressed in women's clothes and a wig, the audience did not like it. They were very angry because, for them, it was a serious song. So they started shouting and throwing stones and shoes at Freddie. But when he took off his wig and women's clothes, they stopped throwing things and became quiet. In 1984, Queen had had another bad experience. They went to South Africa because they were paid a lot of money to play in some concerts in Sun City in Botswana. But many of Queen's fans were angry with them for going to South Africa and said that Queen had made a terrible mistake. This was because, at that time, there was still apartheid in South Africa, and people thought that, by performing there, Queen were supporting apartheid. So, at the start of 1985, things were not going well for Queen. They were not at the top of the UK charts anymore, and people had stopped buying their records in the USA. They had made many of their fans in South America and other places angry. Also, the four members of the band were not spending much time together anymore. Freddie had released his own single, Love Kills, which had reached number 10 in the UK, higher than Queen's last single, Hammer to Fall. Their private lives had become more separate too. Brian, Roger and John all had families and were spending a lot of time with them. But Freddie's life was very different. He was living in Munich, having fun and going to parties and clubs with Paul Prenter and his other friends. Many fans were beginning to ask what was happening to the band. "Is this the end of Queen?" they asked sadly. But something was happening in Africa that would change everything for Queen. Between 1983 and 1985, there was a terrible famine in Ethiopia, and about 1 million people died because they did not have enough to eat. Bob Geldof, a famous Irish singer and songwriter, saw reports about the famine on TV. So, in 1984, he travelled to Ethiopia himself and was very shocked. He decided he had to do something to help the people of Ethiopia. So after he returned to the UK, Bob and another singer, Midjour, formed a huge pop group called Band Aid. They invited a lot of famous British and Irish singers and musicians to join the new group. On the 3rd of December, 1984, Band Aid released a single called Do They Know It's Christmas? Bob wrote the words and Midge wrote the music. It was very difficult to organise because there were so many different bands and singers, but the recording was done in just one day, on the 25th of November. It quickly became Britain's fastest and best-selling single ever, selling over 3 million records in the UK before the end of the year and making £8 million to help the people of Ethiopia. After Band Aid, another large group was formed in the USA called USA for Africa. They released the single We Are the World, which sold 20 million records and made $63 million. Freddie dressed up as a housewife. Queen in I Want to Break Free. Bono, Paul McCartney and Freddie singing together.